the rest of the story. The Chicago Cubs needed a win that day. And they'd surely get one, for Grover Cleveland Alexander was on the mound. Grover Cleveland Alexander, old Pete to the fans, one of the most remarkable pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball. Tall and lean with sandy hair and sleepy gray eyes, the epitome of composure that day, came the first pitch down and away. The batter swung hard and then blinked in amazement. Not even a piece of it. Strike one. Next pitch of fastball low, then a short, sharp curve, and before anybody realized what had happened, the leadoff man had been fanned on three incredible pitches in a row. The Cubs manager smiled confidently. It was going to be another of those deliciously predictable Alexander afternoons, maybe even a no-hitter. Or so he thought. But moments later, as the second batter was warming up, old Pete staggered off the mound and fell flat on his face. Some of the fans rose from the bleachers, gasped in astonishment. From among them, a brash voice called out a solitary word of condemnation. Drunk! Old Pete was carried from the field amid hoots and hollers from the stands. Halfway, a bottle fell from the semi-conscious pitcher's hip pocket. Those who saw jeered. A teammate retrieved the small flask and brought it into the locker room where old Pete had been stretched out on a table. Meanwhile, out in the ballpark, the fans grew restless. Many knew of old Pete's drinking problem. Those who realized it had begun after his combat experience in World War I sympathized, but the war was over now. There was a new one to fight today out there on that chalk diamond. So could the Cubs sober up old Pete soon enough to get a few decent pitches out of him, or would they have to draw some vertical, if lesser, talent from the bullpen? Minutes passed, only a few minutes. But then, what do you know? There, shuffling from the dugout, mopping his brow, is old Pete. Such a short while ago, he'd appeared falling down drunk, and now he was going to give the mound another try. A second batter retired, then the side, and 8 innings later it was all over. The opponents put swiftly out of their misery another of so many shutouts for old Pete, the legendary hurler, Grover Cleveland Alexander. But now, I want you to know the rest of the story. That the bottle that fell from old Pete's pocket as he was being carried from the field that day was not booze. It was spirits of ammonia, which he took with him wherever he went. The ammonia was to revive him from chronic seizures of which few knew, recurring attacks of epilepsy. Super pitcher Grover Cleveland Alexander held a host of National League records, 373 career victories, 90 career shutouts, 16 shutouts in a single season. But he also endured a private hell. He drank, indeed, but there were many instances like the one of which you have just learned, when old Pete would stagger and fall down not because of drinking, but because of his secret epilepsy. And yet he always let people assume that he was drunk, because in those less enlightened days, such a few seasons ago, the worst drinking could get you was a night in jail. While epilepsy might land you for a lifetime in an asylum for the insane. And now you know the rest of the story.